Give me something to put in his mouth, Ted cried. Come on, somebody, wake up. He's biting the shit out of himself.
The wooden lid was still leaning against the open crate of Sneetches. Roland brought it smartly down on his raised knee, no sign of dry twist in that hip now, she noted, and smashed it to bits. Susanna grabbed a piece of board on the fly, then turned to Shimi. No need to get on her knees, she was always on them anyway. One end of the wooden piece was jagged with splinters. She wrapped a protective hand around this and then put the piece of wood in Shimi's mouth. He bit down on it so hard she could hear the crunch. The rod, meanwhile, continued his high, almost falsetto chant. The only words she could pick out of the gibberish were Heil, Roland, Gilead, and Eld.
Somebody shut him up, Dinky cried, and Oi began barking.
Never mind the rod, get Shimi's feet, Ted snapped. Hold him still.
Dinky dropped to his knees and grabbed Shimi's feet, one now bare, the other still wearing its absurd rubber muck.
Oi, hush,
Jake said, and Oi did. But he was standing with his short legs spread and his belly low to the ground, his fur bushed out so he seemed nearly double his normal size. Roland crouched by Shimi's head, forearms on the dirt floor of the cave, mouth by one of Shimi's ears. He began to murmur. Susanna could make out very little of it because of the rod's falsetto babbling, but she did hear Will Dearborn that was, and all's well, and, she thought, rest. Whatever it was, it seemed to get through. Little by little, Shimi relaxed. She could see Dinky easing his hold on the former tavern boy's ankles, ready to grab hard again if Shimi renewed his kicking. The muscles around Shimi's mouth also relaxed, and his teeth unlocked. The piece of wood, still nailed lightly to his mouth by his upper incisors, seemed to levitate. Susanna pulled it gently free, looking with amazement at the blood-rimmed holes, some almost half an inch deep, that had been driven into the soft wood. Shimi's tongue lolled from the side of his mouth, reminding her of how Oi looked at siesta time, sleeping on his back with his legs spread to the four points of the compass.